Hello and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful day it is. What a wonderful day it is to be happy. And we should really wake up each day knowing that we have that certainty of happiness within us. That we have that joy within us each day. That it doesn't matter about how we feel. It doesn't matter about the circumstances. It doesn't matter what your mind may be telling you in the morning. Today is a great day, and when you choose to be thankful, you choose to wake up with a heart of gratitude. You may not be where you want to be, but you're on the way. And as long as you keep doing exactly what's encouraged to do, as long as you which God tell, because God wants us happy, God wants each individual happy, so he's going to give us stuff to encourage us to then ensure that we are really filled with fulfillment of life, that he's gonna provide everything for us, but we need to grab it and we need to then do an act, because you know God is the search of all hearts, and when he searches your heart as an individual, he will teach you and tell you things and show you things that's going to make you grow into the person that he is really wanting you to be. This being the best version of you. He's going to really give you encouragement and things that you may need to act upon to then go ahead and do. To then have the real stomach joy each day, you know. I wake up each day like, I thank you Lord that today is great. I thank you Lord that no weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper, that we can stand tall, we can stand up on high, knowing that today is going to be great, knowing that we don't need to worry about tomorrow, that all we need to focus on is right now and where God has placed you right now. And he's placed you in such a great place where you can have the best life when you move with him, when you focus with him, when you ensure that he is first. And when you put him first, he's going to look after you. He's going to look after you in every area. But sometimes we need to get a check up from the neck up. Say, right, today I am going to really ensure that I really push forward, no matter how anything looks in the physical, no matter how the world is trying to perceive things, no matter how other people may perceive things. That when you really do put him first, he's going to ensure you're the head and not the tail. He's going to ensure that you have the best life. So I woke up and I was like, really, I really feel inspired to share. I really just want to get what God is saying within me to you. And today he's saying, like, come to me, my children, pray to me and look to me. Don't focus on what is going on. Don't focus on what the world may look like right now, what your world may look like. You focus on me. And you keep that single eye on me, and I will push you into the best direction. I will ensure that your life is so fulfilled. You are so fulfilled with me that people are going to be able to recognize that you are just going to be bursting with joy. You are going to, and everything that has been spoken over you is going to become. But you need to ensure that your words are lining up with the Spirit. That even though things may could be going on right now, that when you are speaking over your life with your words, what God says, then you are going to change everything around you. You are going to change what it looks like could become in the physical. God can change it in the spiritual, but we need to come in alignment with harmony with Him. We need to keep our words completely of God and completely take the carnal out. And when we decide, make a decision we're going to do that, and make a decision that we're going to live by God and live by faith and not by sight, then you will see your life completely change. When you really push forward into the person, into who God has called you to be, you are going to change the world around you. And it takes that one faithful person to God that's gonna change things. And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes you need to make sacrifices that may upset the apple cart, that may upset the people around you because they're of non-understanding. When you are full of God's enjoyment, when you're full of goals, and it might take a little bit of your time, might take a little bit of your time away from what people are used to, and when you change, people may not understand. So it may not be easy, but when God is involved in your full change, He is going to bring you from the caterpillar to the butterfly stage. He is really going to change everything around you. And then people will start to understand. They will start to see, because He's not just for you. He's for you. He's for your family. He's for your friends. He's for everyone. Whether people make the decision, decide that they're going to listen, is their choice. But when you choose this day to become and to listen to our Heavenly Father, then He is going to move you in the right direction. That it doesn't matter what anyone else says around you. Doesn't matter you might have people say stuff. You might have even your closest person really try and upset what God has put within you. But go with God. Trust God. Because He's the one. You know, when we trust God, you will surely see. Honestly, I promise you, you will see your life completely change. But it's your choice. It's your decision. Each day, what we choose. And it's your choice and it's your decision whether you're going to speak what God says or you're going to speak what the world says. So I really encourage you today to really go with God, to really just focus on Him and be not conformed to this world. Even when things are tough, stand your ground, stand strong, and be thankful each day. Really keep that thankful, loving heart, that even though people around you may not understand, you still keep what you're doing. You still keep what that joy in your heart. You still keep that excitement within you. And go ahead and do what is meant for you. Because no one can live your life. There might be people around that are very important to you. There may be people around that you may even be bringing up. But how you're going to be the best version of you is then going to be able to bring out the best version of them. So God knows what he's doing. He really knows what he's doing. And sometimes where we can be really of not, we could be of non-understanding sometimes. We might think and feel like, oh gosh, this is quite a hard stage right now. This might be a little bit of a hard season. But you know, God will always make you the head and not the tail. And he really will show everyone around that what you're doing is completely right. Even though you may not see it right now, keep in faith and keep what God has for you first, even if people are of non-understanding of how important this is, because this is the most important thing to live by God. Because one day everyone's going to have to stand in front of our Lord and Saviour and take account, take accountability. And can you imagine standing in front of our Lord saying, and thinking, that was too hard for me, for what he went through? Like, we can really, like, really look at things in a deep godly way. In how he actually, I used to have a band when I was younger, and it was WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? And really having that in your back of your mind each moment, each life, like, what would Jesus do? Nothing was too hard for him, but look what he went through for us. So when we really make that decision each day, we can just keep in mind our Lord and Saviour and how gracious our God is. Because he is so gracious, he is so loving. So I really just encourage you to keep God first, stay focused, and really know that what God has for you is great, is wonderful. That all these circumstances and things that maybe may look around us is just to take our focus off. It's like a misty glass, you know, like we're really trying to see through God's eyes, but we really can when you put your full heart and focus into him. So yeah, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.